Good day, I'm Anthony Wiscamba with GIS Midday News for Friday, May 18. Coming up, 5,000 new homes to be built in Kingston, Cyber Academy to be established, and government to build homes for the indigent. The news in detail after this break.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that thousands of new homes are to be constructed in Kingston as part of the government's campus project. Mr. Holness said the thrust of the project is the transformation and redevelopment of downtown Kingston into a vibrant, enviable, and iconic destination. The creation of new housing solutions for residents is key in achieving this objective.
And not homes exclusive for the rich. There will be homes of all grades and classes and income bands, because all kinds of people make the city vibrant. Inclusive, multicultural, all-embracing. So nobody has to fear.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness was speaking at the launch of the Houses of Parliament design competition on Thursday. The government campus project will include the construction of a new parliament building on Hever Circle lands, which covers over 50 acres in total, and the redevelopment of 300 acres surrounding the property. 14 ministries and core government agencies will also be located within the project area, while approximately 1.2 million square feet has been designated as commercial space. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is moving to build 28 homes for the indigent this financial year. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says two houses are to be built in each parish, beginning in St. Andrew, where sites have already been identified in Irishtown and Kintyre.
One of my strong desires, Mr. Speaker, is to see our indigent citizens outside of the care of our infirmary living in houses that reflects the dignity and pride of these people. It is an improvement over the traditional wooden indigent houses that were started many years ago, Mr. Speaker. We are proposing to spend some $52 million on this program.
The minister was speaking in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. The parishes of St. Thomas and Hanover will be the next to benefit. Two homes have already been handed over in Clarendon in partnership with the Clarendon Municipal Corporation. The homes include self-contained kitchens and bathrooms, as well as bedrooms. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, has announced plans to establish a cyber academy in Jamaica as part of government's efforts to combat cybercrime. Dr. Wheatley says in 2016, the country lost $100 million due to cyber criminal activity. He notes that the move is a proactive step in ensuring that Jamaica has the expertise to protect its digital assets going forward.
I'll be asking Cabinet next week for its approval of an MOU between the Government of Jamaica and Israel Aerospace Industries ELTA, which will see, Mr. Speaker, the creation of the region's first cyber academy. This academy will build a professional and cyber-skilled workforce by providing training, practical experience, and most importantly, Mr. Speaker, certification in the areas of cybersecurity, cyber defense, and cyber intelligence.
Dr. Wheatley made the announcement in the House of Representatives recently. He also outlined that establishing the academy will push Jamaica to the forefront in the area of cybersecurity within the Caribbean. And the isolation ward, or Ward 5E, at the Bustamante Children's Hospital is to be renovated on Labor Day, courtesy of the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, KSAMC. The renovation exercise will be the official Labor Day project for the Municipal Corporation. Chairman of the KSAMC and Mayor of Kingston, Senator Delroy Williams, says the project was chosen as it ties in with the municipality's objective to make Kingston the pearl of the Antilles.
That is purposeful because it's part of creating and advancing the services we offer as a city, because we must become also in services the prominent city of the Caribbean.
Mayor Williams was speaking at the launch of the Houses of Parliament design competition at Hever Circle on Thursday. Labor Day is being observed on May 23 under the theme Ramp It Up, Fix It Up. That was GIS News. I'm Anthony Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.